Thomas Jefferson was a contemplative man, far better suited to the cloistered life of a political philosopher than the rough and tumble of politics itself. In fact, following this nature, Jefferson kept largely to himself as president. As far as we know, he delivered just two public speeches in his 8 years in office, his first and second inaugural addresses. Otherwise, he communicated with his staff in writing. His cabinet members submitted to him written proposals, and he responded in kind. This made the business of government essentially an editorial process that took advantage of Jefferson's brilliance as a prose stylist without advertising his deficiencies as a public speaker. Today, Jefferson's works on political philosophy still command respect. The term Jeffersonian democracy, for example, remains common shorthand for his encouragement of limited government and strong individual rights, principles to which Jefferson the President at first closely adhered. He made elimination of the federal debt his chief national priority, and cut expenses by laying off nearly half the country's workforce, about 50 people. However, when Napoleon offered Louisiana for sale in 1803, Jefferson refused to let his or anyone else's principles get in the way. He took personal charge of the negotiations and forced Congress to go along. "The less that is said about my constitutional difficulty, the better," he tellingly admitted. A younger Jefferson would never have tolerated such arrogance in a president. "Show me which clause in the Constitution gives the president the power to buy land," he would have demanded. But this Jefferson had allowed the realities of leadership to change his mind. By 1803, it had become patently obvious to him that the country needed strong executive leadership in order to fulfill its territorial destiny. Only later did it become patently obvious to everyone else that the Louisiana Purchase had committed the United States to that which Jefferson feared most, a strong central government with more limited individual rights.